Dear friends, welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege to read Parashas Pekudei, and we have the zchus Baruch Hashem to be able to finish Chumash Shmos. And of course, Parashas Pekudei is the culmination of the subject, the culmination of the journey that began back in Parashas Truma. Ba'asuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to command Klal Yisrael to make for the Ribono Shel Olam a home in this world. And the subsequent parashos of Truma and Tetzaveh and Vayakel Pehu, they speak all about the creation of the structure, the kelim, the utensils, the kohanic vestments, the Big Day Kahuna. And I want to draw your attention to a fascinating detail regarding the Big Day Kahuna. The Torah says, this is in Parak Lamed Tes, Pasuk of Tes, chapter 39, verse 29. The Torah says, the Esa Avnet, speaking about the belt or the sash worn by the Kohen, Sheish Mashizar, was made out of finely twisted linen, Utreles V'Argamon V'Tola Shani, and blue wool, and purple wool, and red wool, Masi Rokim, the work of a craftsman, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. So fascinating detail. The Torah tells us that the Kohen had to wear a specific belt, an Avnet, a sash. But interestingly enough, the sash was made out of shatnez. It had to be made of wool and linen mixed together. Now this is fascinating, given in the fact that shatnez is a biblical prohibition, is an issur d'oraisa. The Torah tells us, lo silba shatnez, you're not allowed to wear a garment made of wool and linen. The Sefer HaChinuch explains that his idea of forbidden mixtures is that everything in this world has like an energy. And there are certain energies that shouldn't be mixed. You can't mix milk and meat together. You can't mix wool and linen together. So isn't it intriguing that for the rest of us, wearing shatnez, wearing wool and linen together is a biblical prohibition, issur d'oraisa, yet for the Kohen, it's an absolute obligation, it's a chiyuv. Because the halacha is that if a Kohen performs the service without the requisite big day kahuna, the requisite kohanic vestments, the avoda, the service itself, is totally null and void. So what's the pshat? How are you to understand that the Kohen is obligated to wear shatnez? And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, advances an incredible idea. The Rebbe writes, he says, Tzemer u'fishtim hein shnei hafochim. Wool and linen, says the Rebbe, represent two opposites. Chesed u'gvura. Wool represents, chesed represents kindness, divine kindness. And linen pishtim, represents gvura. Gvura literally means strength or strict justice. The Midas Hadin. It's actually interesting because with wool, you comb out wool, but yet for linen, you have to beat the linen in order to be able to make it soft. So it's interesting. Wool represents chesed, kindness, and pishtim, and linen represents Midas Hadin, strict attribute of justice. And as such, the Rebbe explains, Ein chibur ol yofa. These are two opposite things, or at least that's the way we see it. It's almost as if like there's two buckets in life. There's the good stuff and there's the bad stuff. There's the stuff we like, the stuff we don't like. There are the things that are a manifestation of the Ribono Shel Olam's kindness and chesed. And then there are the things which are a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strict attribute of justice. But the Rebbe says, Amnam zehu b'inyanei olam bilvat. That's only true in this world. Bahem murgashes betokef mitziusa shakol midah. I'll tell you the rest of this outside. The Rebbe explains that it's really only in the welt, in the world, so to speak, that these two things, wool and linen, right, rachamim and din, compassion and strict justice, are like two parallel streams. But the Rebbe explains when one is before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one becomes one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one recognizes that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything comes from Hashem. So there's no two streams. There's no two buckets. Everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. The wool comes from Hashem and the linen comes from Hashem. The beautiful brachas come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the overwhelming, heartbreaking challenges all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all from the same place. So in the world, where often we look at these as two disparate, disconnected streams of existence. There's a wool life of beautiful bracha, and there's a linen life of incredible adversity. So we see them as two separate things in the world, in our regular mundane lives. So ultimately, again, you can't put wool and linen together. But in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, the Kohen, who served in direct proximity to the Ribono Shel Olam, he understood they go together. They come from the same Ribono Shel Olam. They come from the same God. It all stems. stems from our Father. It all stems from Hashem. The Kohen understands it's not tzemer in fishtim. It's not wool and or linen. It's not din or rachamim. They're the same. They're wrapped up together, all streaming towards us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's an incredible and overwhelming insight. And that's why the Rebbe says that's why the Kohen is obligated to wear shatnez. He has to wear shatnez because the Kohen is supposed to model for us the correct theological and spiritual attitudes in life. Everything comes from Hashem. The beauty and the pain, the bracha, and even the things that we perceive as the klala, the curses, all of it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes rachamim and din are intertwined together. You know, just a couple of hours ago, I'm recording this to you on a Wednesday evening here in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, just a couple of hours ago. We were zocha to be in Tel Aviv in Hostage Square. And it was there that we met an incredible woman, Julia Cooperstein. And Julia Cooperstein's son, Bar, is being held captive. Put a placard of him over here. Incredible, beautiful, beautiful young man, 22 years old. He was one of the security guards at the Nova Festival. And his mother was saying that he had a friend who was there with him. And when the attack began, his friend had a car. His friend said, get in, Bar, get in, we're going. We're going. And Bar said, I can't leave. There are people who are injured. There are people who are in danger. I can't go. And he stayed behind to help. And he was taken captive by Hamas. And as she was telling her story, which was overwhelming, the women then in the group said a capital of Tehillim with her, started to sing a little bit with her. So I gave them their space. And a couple of feet away, or it's Eretz Yisrael, a couple of meters away, there was a group of boys from Yeshiva and Elon Moreh who came for Kumzitz. They came just to sing. And they started singing, Kala Olam Kulo Gesher Tzar Ma'od. The entire world is in Harrow Bridge. Va'ikar lo lefachid. And whatever you do, don't be afraid. And it was incredible. It was incredible that on one hand, we're standing with Julia Cooperstein, who doesn't know the whereabouts or the welfare of her 22-year-old son, Bar. And you think to yourself, it's pishtim. It's linen. It's linen. It's midas hadin. It's so overwhelming. It's so difficult. And then you see these beautiful young boys, the next generation of Klal Yisrael. What are they singing? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. How can you not be afraid? How does a mother like this close her eyes without being afraid? How do we fall asleep at night knowing all the heartbreaking Klal Yisrael? And Va'ikar lo lefachid is because I know that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the same Ribono Shel Olam that gives us the pishtim, that gives us the flax, that gives us the challenges, is the same Ribono Shel Olam who gives us the wool, who gives us the bracha. It all comes from the same place. It all comes from the same source. It all comes from the same Father. And because I know that, Va'ikar lo lefachid klal. We can be sad and we can be heartbroken, but we can't fear, because the Father who gives us the pishtim is the same Father who gives us the tzemer. The Father who gives us the heartbreak is the same Father that gives us such immense bracha. And like the Kohen who goes in to do his avoda in the Mishkan and he has to wear his shatnez, we too have to wear our shatnez on our sleeves as well. To never despair, to never lose hope, to never give up. What we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for is Ribono Shel Olam, it feels, and we are people, human beings of limited sight. But it feels that since October 7th, there has been a lot of pishtun. There's been a lot of flax. And there's been a lot of din, a lot of strict justice. And there's been so many tears and so much heartbreak. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking to switch maybe just the ratios a little bit. Shatnez is a mixture. We're not asking you to get rid of the flax. We're not asking you to get rid of the linen. That's impossible. Life always has adversity, and life always has difficulty, and life always has trials and tribulations and trauma. Shabbat, what we're just asking is a little less pishtim and a little more tzemer, a little less heartbreak and a little more joy. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please bring back each and every one of the captives, each one of those precious Jews who are missing or being held hostage. There's a family that waits day in and day out to be able to see them, to hold them, to embrace them, to welcome them home. There's a people that waits with bated breath for Avishavu Banim Ligvulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are a people who know how to deal with the Pishtim. We know how to deal with the linen. We know how to deal with the adversity and difficulty of life. We know it. We got this. We have 2,000 years of experience with Pishtim. We know how to deal with it and not break and not crack under pressure. But the coin also wears tzemer. It's not just an article of clothing, a Pishtim. There's a healthy dose of tzemer. There's a healthy dose of beautiful wool, of chesed, of rachamim, of bracha. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on this week of Parashas Pekudei, when we will finish the Sefer of Chumash that speaks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking for another miracle. A miracle to bring about the end of this war. A miracle to bring home all of our hostages. A miracle to allow all of our soldiers to come home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking you for Chazak, Chazak, Benis Chazek, to give us the continued strength to deal with all of the pishtim, with all of the linen and all of the difficulty and adversity. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the same time, give us the tzemer of geula. Give us strength through giving us the wool, the beautiful bracha of Mashiach. Allow there to be tchias ameisim, where all of the broken families will once again become whole. Give us a Shabbos and give us a lifetime of Chazak, Chazak, Benis, Chazek. Let us come together with the Mashiach at our home. Rebuild our third Beis HaMikdash with your people, with your nation fully intact. And allow us the privilege to see the Kohen enter into the Beis HaMikdash with his beautiful Avnit, made of Tzemer Upishtim, made not only of linen, but also filled with a beautiful Tzemer, the beautiful wool of Bracha, of Simcha, of Mazel. And may we be zocha to gaze upon that Avnet for the rest of our lives. Wishing everyone a good Ner of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Psoros tovos for all of Klal Yisrael, and a true week of Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazek.